Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
Are you sure?
I am.
Okay, and hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, and welcome to the broadcast and to all our listeners and affiliates down the line. Thank you so much for tuning in as we...
How far does that line go down?
It's a very long line from here to Sheboygan and back.
Oh, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. And thank you so much for listening in. And with all of that, Roland, please.
Well, you know, I'm going to pretend that I'm a soccer announcer.
Ah.
Okay?
Go ahead.
So, you know, on one side you've got the black shirts, and you've got the little ones on the other side.
Okay.
No, well, actually, what I'm referring to is Carl walked in today into the studio. He has a broken toe.
Toe, yes, I do.
A little toe.
And
that, the little piggy that went to market.
Yes, and I'm playing soccer with my little one, 9 years old. Every now and then we have a large basement, she says. She sets the goals up and let's go, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And so I was doing it, and I was ready to score, trailing 1-0. Score! Well, before I could do that, I swung, hit the post, and broke my toe. Oh, down I went. Of course, my little one, before she says, Daddy, Daddy, kicked the ball away so I wouldn't score.
You're right.
So I'm there on the ground and all that, and it was pain.
Are you writhing in
pain?
Oh,
that is very, very nasty. I probably fractured the one next to the little toe.
Did you get it
x-rayed? No, I did not.
Why not?
Well, I've had them done, but all you do is you pull them out.
So periodically you break your toes?
I do. I've stubbed my toes through all of my life. I've banged them against anything you could think of.
I can think of a lot of things.
Another truth. Lake Geneva
no.
With Jean-Claude Nicole in magnificent, beautiful, sunny, the Alps. It was a beautiful day. And I was with Jean-Claude Nicole, rest his soul, great man, the publisher of La Suisse, and he ran over my toe.
With what?
His car. He backed it up and ran over my toe. I managed to slide my foot, and he got the little toe and ain't. Oh, Lord.
So you broke it then?
I broke it then. Getting on a plane once between the ramp, and they had that little gap, you know, which is not there anymore. There was always that little gap between the ramp and getting that first step. Well, I caught my foot in there and broke my big toe.
Do you know what the word spastic means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering if you might.
So I'm used to breaking toes and going to the doctor. And then,
same toe?
No, right toe, left little toe, now right little toe. What can I tell you? And my wife is so good that she says, let's not do it, because all the doctors tell you at the hospital is, you broke your toe. Gee, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, and here's your bill.
Here's your bill, and they straighten it out, and they wrap it up. They can't do anything really with it as long as it's straight again. See, when I first broke this toe, when I hit the goal, the thing was going on a 90-degree angle
Do we need to go there?
Kevin, do we need to go there?
No.
No, we don't,
no,
but
we
it
don't.
Was an interesting story.
And that's it. And my little one saying, Daddy, oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy. Can we play
well,
tomorrow?
She must have been
very
concerned
upset.
For you.
Very upset. Once she realized that I really broke it, I've stubbed it a lot. She's seen that. But when I broke it, she gets very, very upset about any injuries. Very
Does
upset.
The word spastic mean
Yes.
I thought I'd repeat that just to make sure.
Anyway, with all of that said, we have a good show coming up. And I'm looking forward to a good guest. A lot of good stuff happening on down the line, as they say. We do want to talk about Hiroshima.
Yes, we do.
I want to get that in. So as we get the show started.
The anniversary was just a few days ago.
Yes.
So.
Let's get into that. And we'll let my toe.
Well, I have an interesting story about that, too, that they might work
You actually had been there. You have gone to Hiroshima, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
I thought you did.
No, I wish I had.
I thought you did, because somewhere in the back of my mind.
I was on business, you know, and a reporting assignment in Japan,
yeah,
but I never got to Hiroshima or to Nagasaki.
That has always been on my bucket list. Always, I've always wanted to visit that city. There's something that compels me to go.
Well, I think we should take this broadcast there someday.
Let's do that. I think it's a very good idea. And with all of that, we'll be back. This is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, broken toe and all. As we continue on, please, everyone, stay with us.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. The drone of a long day's ride may have extended trip two-wheelers slightly exceeding the speed limit. Knowing where to slow down a few clicks can save the biker big bucks. Always slow down for the red zone. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. 20 miles on either side of a state border is what we call the red zone. What could it hurt to drop down to the limit or just five over when you're close? Years of extensive travel crisscrossing the country over many state borders seem to have proven the ABM theory that in the long run, traffic cops are found in far more abundance on either side of border crossings than anywhere else in the state. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Interviewers often wind down the meeting by asking, "Do you have any questions?"
They know what you really want to know. What happens next? How much will you be paid? What benefits are provided?
But this isn't the time to ask those questions, although many people do. You'll stand out if you ask another question.
12 months from now, how will we define success?
This question accomplishes two things. First, it forces the interviewer to see you as an employee, not a candidate.
Second, it helps you understand the real expectations of the job, so you'll be able to hit the ground running when you do get hired.
And you'll quickly become a valuable part of your new team. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.